Whether you are in college, in midlife, or approaching retirement, this book is for you. All of us experience moments dominated by worry or pessimism. Whether you are struggling to climb out of anxiety or depression, stave them off, or simply optimize your effectiveness in life by minimizing the impact and fallout of uncertainties and fears, you want to feel better. This book is for you if you have an anxiety disorder, feel stressed with day-to-day situations, want to avoid treating your anxiety with medication, are on medication for anxiety or depression but want to get more relief, get disappointed easily and can't shake it, are at a transition point in your life, have worry that feels uncontrollable, want to learn how to not get so upset by the ups and downs of life. Whether you are tackling the things you want or managing the unexpected things in life that you didn't sign up for, worry just gets in the way. This book will give you clear steps to make better use of your time and better decisions in your life and enjoy the results more. Remembering that catastrophe is usually a no-show, you can instead refocus your energies on learning the right things from the challenges you encounter. You will find here the precise steps you can use to successfully overcome automatic, anxious, and negative thoughts and put them in their proper place. Rather than simply thinking positively, you will learn to relabel and devalue the significance of your undermining thoughts as unreliable. Then you'll identify solutions and mobilize resources to remedy them. Enlisting the mind to change the brain. Some of you may be thinking, "This sounds great, but it's not for me. I've been like this for too long. I can't change." The fact is that neuroscience, and specifically the burgeoning field of neuroplasticity, is documenting the great capacity of the brain to change or rewire connections, even those that are long-standing. This offers hard evidence that each one of us is entirely capable of learning new connections and changing the patterns that our minds take. In time, perspective will come without having to actively seek it out, and it's never too late. As a Chinese proverb suggests, the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The next best time is now. When did you last say, "Thank goodness I spent the last 3 hours freaking out about that job interview. The worry was so helpful and I feel much better now"? Anxious and negative thinking is not how you solve problems. That is the obstacle that you need to navigate around so that you can think clearly to solve problems. Although we'd all like to dump our worries and speed away fast, we may have moments in which we believe we need to worry and think that a situation warrants it. Think again. Serious situations warrant clear thinking, not spinning around with worry. The more you remember ahead of time the harried, frantic, desperate place that worry takes you, the more you will choose to save yourself an unpleasant and unnecessary trip. Why not arrive refreshed before an important meeting, doctor's appointment, or blind date, rather than completely flattened?